In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Can Apple take back the smartphone camera crown? That's coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple's iPhone has had some of the most popular cameras in the world, but rivals such as the Samsung Galaxy S7 have caught up to and even surpassed the iPhone camera in quality. A big question now is whether Apple's new iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus will help Apple restore the camera crown. Here to talk about the new iPhone 7 cameras is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. So, Nathan, we should say that both new iPhones have upgraded cameras, including a dual rear camera for the iPhone 7 Plus, correct?
You've got it. The cameras on both the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus are going to be all new for iPhones, and they're going to be different between the two models.
Why don't you describe the cameras for us?
Sure. Well, let's start talking about what's common between the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus. Both have a 12-megapixel sensor that Apple says will be 60% faster than the iPhone 6S. And that means you'll get quicker photos, and that'll help with action shots and low light and things like this. There's also going to be a new 4-LED flash that Apple says will be 50% more brighter than the previous LED flash that was on the iPhone 6S. Now, what that should do, the claim is not only brighten up your photos more when you're shooting in low-light situations, but also give you a more natural brightness so that things don't look as, you know, dramatic between what's dark and what's bright, kind of a more even light. And also that it'll be able to pick up the kind of natural flickering that some lights have that computers pick up, but maybe the naked eye doesn't.
The Wall Street Journal will soon do its own testing of the iPhone 7 cameras. But Nathan, you say that, in fact, Apple is not the first to come out with a phone that uses the dual rear camera setup.
Yeah, exactly. The iPhone 7, the regular model, has just one lens. The iPhone 7 Plus has two. It has a wide angle and a telephoto lens. Now, what Apple's going to be doing with those two lenses is it's going to use one of them, the telephoto lens, to get better zooming in on pictures that you're going to take when the subject of the picture is far away. Say that you're sitting high up in the stands at a sporting event, you want to get down close on the field, this will help with that. Say your friend's across the room and you want to get a portrait of them, the telephoto lens will help with that. There's also some software that they're using that uses a little artificial intelligence to basically survey what's happening in your photo as you're taking it, and within milliseconds, it can determine, you know, what the subject of the photo is, or take a good guess anyways. And then it can create what's called a bokeh effect, which basically blurs out the background and kind of leads to like a dramatic portraiture that maybe you'd see in like a DSLR camera. So that's what they're using the dual lenses for. Now, Huawei, a Chinese phone manufacturer, they had a phone called the P9 that came out with two rear lenses. And they use that to capture more light and create more depth of field for effects, which kind of is similar to what Apple's doing. And then LG, they've had two phones so far, the G5 and the upcoming V20, that both employ dual rear cameras. And those are used separately, one for the wide-angle shots and then one for, like, more standard pictures. So that's kind of similar how Apple is moving between the telephoto and the wide-angle lens. So essentially, Apple's doing a bit of a mashup of what LG and Huawei have done in the past with dual lenses.
Well, even without the testing, you might think Apple could get a leg up because it's the iPhone brand, even though they might be mimicking those other two companies.
Yeah, you know, this is a really big deal. Basically, you know, these other brands have surpassed Apple in terms of the quality of their cameras and photos. But the iPhone remains one of the most popular cameras that exists in the world because the iPhone remains the single most popular smartphone in the world. There are more of iPhones out there than any other specific type of smartphone brand that's out there. So, you know, Apple has that cachet, and this is essentially a way to keep, you know, current iPhone lovers happy and maybe get them to upgrade and maybe keep them from defecting over to other brands like Samsung and LG and Huawei and these other rivals that are really catching up.
I think it's amazing. You know, most of the smartphones that I've owned just had the one front camera, and now we're already into double rear cameras. It seems like the technology is growing at warp speed.
Yeah, it's progressing really, really quickly. And what is most impressive to me is that finally, smartphone cameras are starting to approach DSLR-like quality. I mean, we're not quite there yet. There's still a big difference between what you're shooting on your smartphone and, say, a $2,000 DSLR. But with these sorts of advancements, that gap is definitely closing and getting smaller, especially when it comes to low-light photography and things like that. So, you know, hopefully this trend keeps up and we just get better and better photos out of what's in our pocket. For most of us in the world, I think, and this is the best camera they've ever had and possibly the only camera that they have. So it really does matter and is an important feature. And, you know, among all of the things that Apple announced that make the iPhone 7 different from its predecessors, this dual camera setup on the iPhone 7 Plus might be the biggest leap forward so far.
Wall Street Journal reporter Nathan Olivares-Giles, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Always a pleasure.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.